From the Rector. For the last couple of years, the Church of England's social media bods have run an online campaign in December encouraging people to go to church for Christmas. Each year it has a slightly different focus but usually has the same slogan, Follow the Star. To be honest, it's always bothered me a bit, the slogan that is, not the fact of the campaign, do come to church at Christmas. Because whilst Follow the Star is a great exhortation, it also focuses our attentions in the wrong place. The star, after all, is at best a bit player in the great drama of the Christmas story. The star is only really a signpost for the long-distance travelling wise men, themselves extras in the drama. The star is nowhere near being the main character of Christmas, so it has always seemed to me a bit odd that the church's digital media campaign should foreground it. These days we are all too easily distracted from the main character in the dramas of our lives. The busyness of our day-to-day existences, the continuous swirling chaos of political life, the endless flashing lights of contemporary advertising and self-promotion and glitzy media, these all draw our attention away from the things that really matter. But even if we aren't distracted by externals, we're just as easily distracted by our own internal concerns. Among Gen Z, it is a great compliment if someone is described as having main character energy. It means that the person in question has been identified as being in charge of their life, taking centre stage and prioritising their own narratives. Although Gen Z might have the terminology for it, don't we all try to have main character energy, though? I think it is probably a universal aim, and so we busy ourselves with our own concerns. The trouble is, if we concentrate too much on our own main character energy, we fail to notice that we aren't even the main character in our own lives. In the drama of every human life, God is the main character. Each of us individual human beings is merely the respondent to his initiating action. At Christmas, the main character in all our lives descended from the highest heaven to become one of us and one with us. In the person of Jesus Christ, God becomes a human being to live, breathe, and die like us and with us. All of a sudden, the main character in our life stories is our friend and our brother, as well as our God. The question this Christmas is, how will we each respond to this arrival of the main character in all our stories? Do join us in church this Christmas to welcome the one who is the main character in all our lives, Jesus, the Son of God. Services are held each Sunday in St. Helen's Benson at 9:30. Christingle takes place on Sunday the 7th of December at 4 p.m. 9 lessons and carols on Sunday the 21st of December at 4 p.m. On Christmas Eve, midnight mass is held at 10 p.m. and on Christmas morning the service is at 9:30. All are welcome. At St. Mary's Ulm, December services are as follows. Sunday the 7th of December, 6:30 p.m. A devotional performance of Handel's Messiah. Sunday 14th of December at 11 a.m. said Holy Communion. Sunday the 21st of December, 6 p.m. Christmas Carol service. Christmas Day, 11 a.m. All Age Eucharist for Christmas Day.